will be a future global deal on climate change. And I think that that's, I remain a very clear optimist on that. And as the science, as we've just been discussing, becomes clearer and clearer, I think that policymakers are reacting. It's very, very striking. For example, my recent visit to China, and I recently had talks with the Chinese minister in London on climate change, that I believe that there is increasing recognition across the Chinese policymaking fraternity of the importance of looking at international obligations, not just doing things domestically. But what is most striking about the last few years is the fact that we've had a very large number of countries actually doing things domestically in terms of their legislation. I mentioned in my speech the increase in the number of countries with renewable targets, even though the international framework is taking a very long time to settle. But just remember that that's actually pretty much par for the course. If you look at what happened with the Montreal Protocol on chlorofluorocarbons, it wasn't all done in one straightforward treaty agreement. It actually took a long time over several iterations and several years to get the framework right. We don't have that much time, but we've got to get a good international framework in place by and our emissions coming down globally by 2020. That's the key target. So as long as we